Numbers chapter 9, verses 1 to 14. The Passover. Now, there's more in this section than meets the eye, than just a superficial reading will give us. First of all, this is the second Passover. The first Passover was observed by the Hebrews in Egypt. That was their Exodus. The second Passover is here. The third Passover, where's that? Joshua chapter 5, verse 10. 40 years later, shall we say, in the Promised Land. So this is the second Passover. And God demands that they observe the Passover. Verse 1, the Lord spoke to Moses in the desert of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they came out of Egypt. He said, make the Israelites celebrate the Passover at the appointed time. If you go back to Exodus, this was the rule. God wanted the annual celebration, and this is an old covenant word, celebration. I know it's come into many churches today, but in fact it's an old covenant word, the celebration of the Passover. And God demands it here. Now, it's very interesting. Can you understand it? Can you see it in verse 1? In the first month of the second year after they came out of Egypt. But if you look at Numbers 1, verse 1, this is the Passover is preceding all that's gone before. God has put it out of order here. He set up the tabernacle in the history of Numbers, but historically the Passover came right at the beginning here. If you look at chapter 1, verse 1 of Numbers, chapter 1, verse 1, let me read it to you. The Lord spoke to Moses in the tent of meeting in the desert of Sinai on the first day of the second month of the second year. The second month, but this is the first month now when we get back to Numbers chapter 9. God demanding that they celebrate the Passover, and although it came before all what we read so far in Numbers, historically in the book is written here in this place. God is drawing some attention to us here of this thing. It was a tremendous organization. Have you ever thought about it? 50,000 lambs. Think of that. It was all according to the commandment of God. God commanded Moses, and Moses commanded the people. You see this in verse 4. So Moses told the Israelites to celebrate the Passover, and they did so in accordance with the word of God. We read in John chapter 14, verse 31, that Christ did exactly those things that pleased the Father. We read in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5, that Moses built the tabernacle according to the pattern he had been shown. And you read in Exodus 25 and verse 40 that this is what he had to do. Why should this have been celebrated? Well, Exodus 12, 25, it should have been celebrated annually. And the next one is in Canaan. And it was for Canaan, but God wants it here as a special mark in their second year from leaving Egypt. Now, there is also a literal Passover because some problems arise. Some people can't partake of the Passover because they're not ceremonially clean. And you'll find the words rules and regulations come here in chapter 9. I think it's verse 9. You must do in accordance with its rules and regulations. That's verse 14, rather. You must have the same regulations for the alien as the native born, and so on. And so, because these people could not partake at the right time, God explains to Moses, because he wants to know the mind of God, what must we do? And he asks God, and God shows him that they should keep the Passover for this little Passover in the next month, on the 14th day of the second month at twilight. Now, there's nothing here, well, it doesn't matter one way or the other, so long as we're doing it. No, no, no. It's according to the rules and regulations, verse 14. They're not rash, they're not presumptuous. God gave a rule, verse 9 and on, and they kept it, and it was all done according to the mind and will of God. Notice that some people were not able to partake of the Passover because they were not ceremonially clean. Now notice the way they talked to Moses about it. How can we partake? It wasn't how can we avoid partaking. It wasn't an excuse. They were looking to partake. They wanted to be part and parcel of it. That's a challenge to me. Do you want to enjoy God? Do you want to enjoy the fellowship of the saints? Do you want to enjoy the preaching of the gospel? Do you want to enjoy the prayer meeting? Do you want to enjoy the Lord's Supper? Do you want to enjoy the fellowship of the saints and so on? Or are you looking for excuses to avoid what you might call an encumbrance? Today we have to bully people to attend the prayer meeting or come out on a Sunday evening and so on. I used to remember when I was a young believer talking about the SMOs, the Sunday morning onlys. They would come to one service. Today, of course, churches are only having one service. I know there's another issue today. There is for me. What if the gospel preaching is not there? What if there is no fellowship of the saints, or very little of it? What if there is no sense of the ecclesia? What if there is no sense of God, but it's just boring lectures? What do we do then? This is a real issue today. Some of us have to complain that we don't know where we can find the ecclesia. But here we see amongst the Jews this desire, this longing to be with the saints. Oh, when can I meet with them? When can I have this Passover? Oh, that we might see these things in the ecclesia. People pressing in. Yes, with a cheerful zeal we haste to Zion's hill, and there our vows and honours pay. You find it in the Psalms 84, Psalm 42 and so on. How I long to be in the presence of God. It's a great pleasure to me. That was days and days of the old covenant. Oh, may it come back. May we see seasons of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. I know I'm shooting myself in the foot here, but the truth is, the tape ministry or the internet ministry must not replace, it cannot replace, the fellowship of the saints, the real fellowship of the saints. We mustn't just live on virtual fellowship. I speak to myself, I challenge myself, I'm partaking in it, but I know there are many lonely believers, bewildered believers, cast off believers, isolated believers, rejected believers, who long for real spiritual fellowship, but cannot find it. I see these lessons coming out of the Passover here. Psalm 42, Psalm 43, Psalm 84. Read these psalms and you'll see how the psalmist longs for the things of God. And of course, in those days, it really was external. Today, with us in the new covenant, it's heart. Oh, may we enjoy the fellowship of the saints. May we enjoy the communion with Christ. May we keep this fellowship and this ecclesia according to the rules and regulations of the law of Christ, not the law of Moses, but the law of Christ. But may we enjoy it and long for it. As these dear people here said, well, I'm sorry, we're not ready, we're not able yet, but we want to have the Passover, and God arranged for it. May we have such a spirit in our day. May we see men and women, believers, pressing to enjoy, pressing in and urging one another to enjoy the fellowship of the saints and the glory of God in the gospel. Well, may we come to such days again. May the blessing of God be upon us. May the days of dryness and darkness pass away, and may it be that we shall see the seasons of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Amen.